We're holding in Perek Shvi at the beginning of Brachos. Now, this Mishnah is one of those Mishnayos that require a huge amount of background. What could I do? Okay? So I'm going to give you the background here. You have to understand how the Tafrashos work on produce. So you have the different kind of tithes that come off of produce. Okay? So I made this little fancy chart for you to hopefully make it a little more intuitive. And this is actually a very important introduction because it's going to serve you well throughout really all of Zeroimus. These topics like come again and again and again. You need to know what's going on with these Tafrashos here. Okay? So, here's how it works. You harvest your crop, and there's no obligation to actually give the different Tafrashos. Tafrashos means, like, say, Trumas and Maestros to the Kohen and Levium until you finish the processing. That means, let's say, you've already threshed and winnowed all the way to the point where you've basically just piled it up and finished the piling up to the point you've smoothed over the pile. That's called the smoothing over the pile. It's called meruach. That's when you've, like, you know, you're done. You're done with the processing. Okay, so once you've finished the processing, that's something called meruach. It's a Hebrew word to know because it comes up again and again and again throughout Zeroim, meaning smooth over the pile. Now the obligations to take your hafrashos sets in. So the first thing you do is you take what's called truma, or truma gadola. Truma, which means, I guess, a gift in modern Hebrew, is a gift that you give to the Kohen. Okay? The Torah makes it any amount would work, but the rabbi said people should give one part in 50. 1/50th or 2%. Okay, so 2% of your produce is going to go as a gift to the Kohen. It has a special status called Truma. Only a Kohen can eat it, and so. So if you look at this diagram here, you got, so from the 100 you originally had, 98 you keep, and 2